What's up? Welcome to another episode of Pro Fusion. You got Andrew here, your man Andrew. Episode number 84, and I just completed a 3-day fast. Oh my God. I have never fasted for 3 days, and that's the longest I've ever done it. And I recommend you do it. I highly recommend it. First day, caffeine withdrawals. So I had a severe migraine most of the day, piercing, even though I did take some BC powder with it. It didn't do anything. I drank water. I basically did this Dana White 3-day fast where you drink water the first day, electrolytes the second day, and electrolytes or bone broth the third day. I only had one cup of bone broth, a little small, really small cup, probably 5 ounces. Then got a little pack of probably 4 or 5 packs of liquid IV, which, believe it or not, does give you energy when you have no energy. I found myself having very, very little energy when I went this 3-day fast. People say, hey, yeah, you can still work out. You can still do everything. It's all normal. Not me. No, not even close. I was drained. I was just sitting around, laying down, napping, passing out. I was even in a store and I just wanted to continuously sit down. I sat on the floor in a lot of places over the 3 days. So the first day was really, really hard. Severe piercing migraine most of the day. Just hunger pains throughout. Second day, about half the day, most of the day was hunger pains. I kind of got over the hunger part. And I was just had no energy. I also didn't shit, burp, or fart all 3 days, not one time. And which is just crazy, just not going to the bathroom. Well, I peed, but I didn't shit. I normally shit like, I don't even know, at least once a day. I drink coffee in the morning and I didn't take any of my vitamins or any of my supplements, nothing. I just drank water the first day. And not even a ton of water, probably the minimum. And then the second day I had water with electrolytes, which when I was completely drained, I could feel the energy come to me through the electrolytes. Not a lot of energy, but it did come to me. So I love being in pain. I don't know why. So I love this experience. It was amazing. What I realized was I'm addicted to food. I'm legit addicted, and I think probably everybody is, or at least all Americans are, to snacking, to grazing, to meals. And I also eat way too much in general. And I have to kind of reflect and think about things, but I think I just eat way too much. Like, I don't need big meals. I got to figure out how many calories I need to stay alive, obviously. And just maybe just hit that. But I think I eat way too much food. I snack, I graze, I eat chocolate, I eat this, I eat that. I have an addiction. I'm always looking for the next piece of food. I'm always looking for the next place to eat. And don't get me wrong, I love food. I love greasy stuff. I love burgers. I love steak. I love healthy foods. I love all of it. But I realized while I was doing this, I don't need it. And I didn't care for it. And I kind of felt like my personality and my demeanor and my mindset, I felt like an old man almost. Like I was, well, maybe I am an old man, I'm 43, but no. But my body quality says I'm 30 according to a couple of my apps. But so anyways, what I noticed really, because I measure, what measures is my sleep quality went up significantly. Significantly. My HRV went up by 50%. My resting heart rate went down a lot, and my respiratory rate went down a lot. So that's a couple of things that I did notice was that my sleep quality was significantly improved, and I only slept 5 hours one night, and it was still very, very good. And then I woke up, I checked my sleep quality. I could have gotten up for the day if I wanted to. I was like, nah, I got nothing to do. It's Sunday. And I went back to sleep for another 2 or 3 hours, and my sleep quality went, according to my Whoop strap, I had like a 95% recovery on all 3 days. My HRV was at 60. It's rarely at 60. It's usually like 40, 42, 43. And then some days it's at in the 50s or 60s, but it's very rare. I think one time last year I had it in the 70s or twice, which is a health signal. And my resting heart rate got into the low 60s, which I, you know, and my respiratory rate got under 14. So my quality of sleep went way up from not eating, which was very interesting to me. And my ability to communicate, in my opinion, and be patient was significantly improved as well. I interacted with people, and when I talked to them, I was able to do what I'm supposed to do, which is wait for them to talk or listen or remember what they said. Even though some people were very tricky. I think they were just tricky to begin with. But I noticed that I didn't have anxiety. I was not impatient. I think that food and my supplements give me anxiety and make me impatient and give me a lot of high energy. And when I had no food, I was like a monk, basically. I was like Gandhi. Like, yeah, Gandhi fasted, all that. I gotta figure out how much he fasted. But that I was able to interact without monkey brain, I guess is what a lot of people would call it, or high anxiety. I was able to engage without emotions, really. And but really, the first day, I was just, you know, it was really hard. The second day was a lot easier, but it was still hard. And I went around, I was able to be really, really patient with my kids, which I'm usually not. I was able to give them extra time with my mind and my attention. And normally I cannot. So I believe that food reduces my attention span. And I was able to just interact and not, you know, and I just ate my meal. I just had my meal. So I just had a health bowl, and it was super good. And I can feel my energy levels are arisen back again. I can feel my anxiety back. I can feel my emotions back. I can feel my energy back. And I can feel like I'm like my old self now, which is frustrating because I like the person who I was when I felt like I was half dying, basically. And I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to continue. I'd rather be like the other way, to be honest with you. I felt so wise while I was fasting those 3 days. Then the third day was very easy. I probably could have gone 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 days. I don't know. But I may go 4 or 5 days next time. But Dana White did a 3-day fast, and I just heard about it. And I was like, I've been thinking about this for a while. Intermittent fasting, you know, like to me right now, in hindsight, that looks like a joke. Like, oh yeah, go to bed, eat dinner, go to bed, and then don't eat till lunch. Like, that's hilarious. Like, that would be so easy. So I would say, go to bed, don't eat the entire next day, and attempt to operate. And then it was hard. And then the following day as well. And the electrolytes really, really helped because I was super, I mean, it didn't make me high energy, but it made me like low energy instead of no. I mean, I was literally in Target and I just laid down like on the floor a couple times, and I was in Marshalls and I just laid down on the floor because I was just out. I was like, I had zero energy to do anything except sit down. And, for a couple of times during this. And then the third day, I kind of felt like I got the hang of it, which was Sunday. I did Fridays. I think it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I forgot the days. I forgot the dates. A lot of the times I didn't know the day. I didn't work out. Everybody's like, oh, I worked out. I did everything. No, I did not do any of that stuff. That is not how it affected me, at least this time. And the third day was pretty easy. I was just thinking about food and I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to eat later today. And what am I going to eat? And I'm going to do a really healthy meal. And I think I'm going to change my eating habits. But I think I'm just going to eat less. I also lost about 6 pounds during this process, which I don't even weigh a whole lot to begin with. I weigh like 155 and I was under 150. I can't even remember the last time I was under 150. It's crazy. I usually was like 160, 165, but I've been keeping an eye on my health and staying. And I got like mid 150s, 158, 156. Now I was like under 150, which was crazy. So I could see I was like a little bit more chiseled out, not a lot, but like a little bit. And I felt good. I'm not going to lie. I felt like healthy. And I recommend that you do it. And I can't believe how much it enhanced my sleep quality. It's crazy. And I think I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to see if I can do it longer and better and more effectively next time and work out next time. And I think I might do it once a month is my thought. All right, I'm out.